writer, like a boxer, must stand alone. The truth is revealed, and there's nowhere to hide.
Eric Kernan covers local sports for a Denver, Colorado newspaper. He turns out a lot of stories and always makes his deadlines, but fails to impress his brutally honest, if somewhat heavy-handed, editor.
Now listen, I appreciate what you're doing, filling my pages, and I don't want you to stop. But your copy, it's unimpressive. A lot of typing, not much writing. The truth is, I forget your pieces while I'm reading. Now, if this is the best you can do, I'm not going to complain. But I know you can do a lot better.
What's that, Ralph?
Because of your name.
Thanks for talking.
Eric's late father was a legendary sportscaster, and like so many who follow in a parent's footsteps, the young reporter is determined to establish his own reputation, and he's desperate to win the admiration of his own young son. He gets that opportunity after a chance encounter with a homeless man whom Eric saves from a beating by local college kids.
Oh, man, you okay?
It's fun to beat the champ.
See the champ? What are you talking
about? Battling Bob Satterfield. Number 3 in the world.
A former contender now living on the streets. It sounds to Eric like the perfect story for him to break through to the big time. Not on the sports page, but for the paper's more prestigious Sunday magazine.
What's his name, the Sabatra?
Satterfield.
Bob Satterfield? Wow. I'm sure my dad used to idolize that guy. I thought he was dead. He's dead.
That's what everybody thinks. And that's why I think that this story is such a great story. I want to call it Resurrecting the Champ.
It becomes the magazine's cover story, and Eric becomes the star he dreamed of being. But reality brings him crashing down when it turns out his facts are wrong, and the champ is not who he claims to be. Josh Hartnett plays the ambitious young journalist.
He should have found these things, you know, and it was shoddy journalism. But I think that that was the point of the piece, is that he has a lot of talent, but he hasn't learned how to kind of man up and take responsibility for his own actions. And it parallels his relationship with his son, too, and his relationship with his wife. He's much more likely to take the easy way out, you know, try and act impressive and not necessarily be impressive.
Samuel L. Jackson co-stars as the champ, whose true history, once revealed, causes the reporter to examine his own motives. But Jackson says to his character, the truth is not so inconvenient.
In this little world that he lives in, you know, he's been champ for so long, and in this other little world, he's still sort of a celebrity. He's still champ, and he doesn't have a lot of real problems. He's not bitter about where he's been or, you know, how he got there and what happened. He understands what all that is and where he is. And his place in the world. And this place in the world just doesn't happen to be his. It happens to be somebody else's.
This article is my title shot.
All right, sir. You ask the questions, I am.
Director and co-writer Rod Lurie says the issue of journalistic ethics may frame the story, but it's the father's and son's angle that he identifies with most closely. He has a teenage son, and Lurie's own father is renowned political cartoonist and journalist Ranan Lurie.
Every father wants to be the best that he can be. We all want to be heroes to our sons, and I think that gets us into a lot of trouble sometimes. That's more important than being who we are. Our sons will love us no matter what. We'll be heroes to them no matter what. And the message I'm trying to get across is don't try so hard. Your children are going to love you. You're their dad. And eventually, if you're dishonest with them, they're going to figure it out.
Tapping into those emotions can turn the storytelling sentimental, but Lurie is proud if, as the orchestral strings well up, the film has fathers dabbing away at tears.
The movie, for most of the movie, takes a pretty realistic, grounded in reality state of being. And it's toward the end that I wanted, to uplift. There's, I'll tell you something. Whenever you make a movie, it's all about manipulating. That's all that it is. Anytime there's music in a film, it's done for an effect. It's done for an artistic and emotional effect. Anytime anybody gives a performance or where I put the camera, it's all meant. People call manipulating the audience. I don't view it that way. I view it as working with the audience to achieve the common goal, to achieve this community of emotion.
Well, I hope that one day, God willing, your son does for you what you just done for me.
Resurrecting the Champ also features Alan Alda as the crusty sports page editor. Terry Hatcher of TV's Desperate Housewives plays a TV producer who offers the young reporter a bigger audience and bigger fame. And the film features cameos by real-life sports personalities, including American football star John Elway and, on the telephone, legendary boxer Jake LaMotta. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.